From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Members of the House of Representatives paid tribute today to Arizona Democrat Gabrielle Giffords, who survived being shot in the head while meeting with constituents in Tucson Saturday. As NPR's David Wellner reports, today's House session was the first since the incident.
The House had planned a vote today on repealing the new health care law. Instead, members paid tribute to Congresswoman Giffords. House Speaker John Boehner wept as he spoke.
Our hearts are broken, but our spirit is not. This is a time for the House to lock arms in prayer for the fallen and the wounded, and in resolve to carry on a dialogue of democracy.
Minority Whip Steny Hoyer lamented what he called the heightened anger being projected on our public debate.
It is appropriate, therefore, that the wrenching, shocking, senseless violence of that day compel us to reflect on our own responsibility to temper our words.
The House took up a bipartisan resolution condemning the attack in Tucson. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Hospital officials in Arizona say Congresswoman Giffords does appear to be doing better 4 days after suffering a gunshot wound that pierced her brain. Doctors say the 40-year-old Giffords is more responsive and is less sedated. University of Arizona Trauma Center Dr. Peter Ree said today during a briefing with reporters Giffords' condition has been stable without taking any major dips. The update comes as President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama are in Arizona today to attend a memorial for the victims of the shooting. The sound of a prayer service in Haiti marking the one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquake that struck that country. Some of the victims gathering at a ruined cathedral in the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince, which, despite the passage of so much time, remains clogged with rubble from the quake that claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. Haitian President René Préval and former U.S. President Bill Clinton laid the cornerstone for new national tax office today. Road crews are out across northern New England battling a winter storm that is blanketing the region in more than a foot of snow. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
When snow falls at more than 2 inches per hour, clearing roads becomes a game of catch-up. No sooner is a road plowed than it needs another pass. New Hampshire Transportation spokesman Bill Boynton says state plow crews are running at full tilt.
They're out there for a couple of hours. They go back, load up with salt, refuel, and then go right back out there until it's done. And plow drivers have to battle fatigue. There's also sort of the hypnotic effect of just staring out that windshield into blinding snow for hours on end.
The heavy weather is expected to continue until 6 p.m., and many flights across the region have been delayed or canceled. By the time the storm ends, some places in northern New England could see more than 20 inches of snow. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
On Wall Street, broad gains in the financial markets as a bond auction in Portugal helped ease worries about further widening of the European debt crisis. The Dow was up 83 points. The Nasdaq gained 20 points today. This is NPR. In Australia, deadly floodwaters are continuing to rise, with the country's third largest city, the latest location, to suffer major damage. In Brisbane, officials say that while water levels appear to be peaking below what had been feared, swollen rivers are continuing to cause concerns. So far, the flooding has killed at least 17 people. Dozens of others are missing. Billions of dollars in damages have resulted. One national economist has warned the severe flooding Australia has faced could reduce that country's gross domestic product by as much as a full percentage point. The fight over the iconic Hope poster from the 2008 presidential campaign has been settled. The Associated Press had accused artist Shepard Fairey of copyright infringement when he started selling posters with a silkscreen version of an AP photograph during the campaign. We get details from NPR's Zoe Chase.
Actually, Shepard Fairey sued the AP first in a preemptive strike. He claimed his use of the image of then-Senator Obama was covered under fair use. AP said profiting from an uncredited AP photo masquerading as an arty poster was unfair. Now the two sides are business partners. The AP and Mr. Fairey will share in the rights to the Hope image and Hope merchandise going forward. With the AP's support, Fairey's planning on making more posters based on AP photographs. Presumably, both sides will share in the take from those as well. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Federal Reserve, in its latest Beige Book report, which takes a look at the U.S. economy as last year was coming to a close, is sounding an optimistic note. Fed policymakers, in their report, which looks at the 12 regions around the country where the Fed has member banks, found all parts of the economy showing signs of improvement in December. The report, known as the Beige Book, indicates that factory producers were making more goods, shoppers spent more money, and companies hired more workers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.